Yerushalmi Peya Dav Kof Ches, starting from the Mishnah on Chof Zayin of Abayz, Mishnah, which we quoted before, Hamaklik B'tzolim Lakan L'shuk. If a person pulls out onions to sell in the marketplace, moist to sell in the marketplace, ones that are ready for sell, ripe to sell, so again, Maklik, so the Lashon, the Pnei Moshe, Maklik is Lashon Noshi Yishcholok, like you pull out the hair of a person, it makes it smooth. So too, you take the B'tzalim, you pull it out of the ground, so it makes it smooth. It makes it smooth as well. Smooth out the ground of the field where you pulled from. So that's the Lashon Amachlik. So again, you pull it out the B'tzalim Lakan L'shuk, and a makayim of the garden, and then you keep the dry one still in the ground. You're going to use the storage. You're going to use to put into your storage. So therefore, we already explained. No, some paleo latsman. You give paya for each one by themselves. The ones that you pull out separately, and the ones in the dry ones, the latsman, they themselves separately as well. We explained this the other day in the Gemara that we refer to this Mishnah. Since it's you pull it out, it's two different stages. One is done for, you harvest it for the purpose of selling it. The other one, you harvest it for the purpose of storing it. It's like two separate harvests. Even though it's the same B'tzalim, and one is lach and one is yevashim, that's considered as if it's two separate minim. And we therefore, the halacha would be, is that each one has to have its own din peah. You can't take peah from one to the other. Just like we had a different minim, clearly it's considered separate payas. You can't take one for both. And here also, even though it's the same min, but it's moist and dry for different purposes, we look at it as if it's two separate minim, and the halakha there for the Mishnah says is nosim pele atzman. And afunim, same thing applies to afunim, to beans, or the kerem, same thing applies to a vineyard. Same halakha applies that if you have, you're harvesting things for that are ripe to sell and the other stuff to store, same idea. But these things apply, it's considered as two separate minim, and the halacha is, you have mechuyev and peah as well, on each one separately, because they have the separate halakas. The Mishnah continues, what about the cases where hameida, you don't go ahead and you're not separating one for the market, one for the storage, but what you're doing is that you're, in order to be able, right now when the things are growing, they're squeezed together, and therefore it's coming out, going to grow very small. So I made now, you want to go ahead and you thin it out, you move some of the things that are growing, so that the ones that are there could remain in the ground, could grow bigger. So that's Hamedal, the Lashon Hamedal. So therefore the halakha is the same idea when we say you're doing something like that, what's the halakha din of peah? So the Mishnah says that nursing min ha-mashul ha-mash v'shayir, you go give payah from that remains on the ground, that's what you have in the ground. And therefore, what you took out is putter from payah. Why is it putter from payah? When I said, because the ones that you took out, so there you took them out not to use them, you didn't take them out for garen, you didn't take them out for the makir or l'shuk, you pulled them out so the ones remaining could grow bigger. So therefore, such a type of removing, such a type of harvesting, of pulling out for that purpose, for the benefit of only the ones that remain, not for it itself. And therefore, you halacha is the ones that you pulled out, those are the ones that are putter from peah. There's no din peah on those. And therefore, the ones on the ground, you have to give peah on the ones that mashriya, mashriya, mashriya. What's left on the ground, on those you'd have to give, you have to din peah. And then the Mishnah continues, Hamaklik Makiyad. One goes in and pulls out what we case in the first ratio, where you're pulling out the one that's locked, so you could sell them in the shuk, and the other ones you're keeping to dry for the store. Like what happened? You went in, you went in, you pulled them out together with one purpose, which means Makiyad with one hand. What does it mean with one hand? Which means basically you're doing for both the same. You're not separating the shuk and the gairin. You're taking out, you're harvesting a bunch right in your hand, whatever comes out. You're going to take l'shuk, or whatever comes out, you take on the garment. You're not dividing up the two. So therefore, in such a case, the halacha would be that it's, again, the same concept would apply, it's one din payer for all of them. However, as the Mishnah continues, you can do that together, but you go ahead, you give payer for everything that's remaining, because we consider as if it's la loka, is that it's considered one pulling out, one growth, one harvesting, and therefore the halakha is you don't have to give on what's separated, you only give on that, and mechaz yadav, and therefore the halakha would be you put them and pay on the rest. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Gemara said, Tani, we learn a brisa, a meirug, as far as meirug, the moving things from its place, chayav b'tilasa v'chayav b'sofa, a very strange lashon. When a person goes ahead and you take move something from its place, which means the lashon of the Pnei Moshe explains the brisa and the lashon name metoch murig chorutz a kli mali nekavim adushin atvua mechatik as a klipim nabar. It's a kind of tool you use to separate the to cut away some of the things that's in its place, to remove it from its place. As the Mar Fulda also explains, it's a brisa shamtu abokar. You remove it or chay b'tchilo when you go to shuk chay b'kam when you go to kiyum. It's something you move around and you're removing them, so you chay both beginning and the end. What you take in the beginning, you have to take pay on what you sell in the shuk, and later what you're doing the kiyum, what you're selling to storage. What do we find is halakha of mirug? What is this halakha means mirug? What's pshat in the brisa? So Gemara says, we learned the Mishnah. Bryce's explanation, we learned the Mishnah. This is the Bryce says, halacha is you put two separate things, each one has it, didn't pay it by itself. And the Bryce's Lashon Murug is the same halacha. The same Lashon, what the Bryce explained, what the Mishnah means. And the beginning is Lashuk, those are the ones that go out of Chiloso. And the Sofo is the one that goes out at the end, that you're harvesting later to store. Both of them together, halacha each one has it in its own payah. One way to learn that the Braisa is really explaining the Lashon and the Mishnah, or the Mishnah and the Lashon really the Braisa the same halacha. We also another way to explain the Braisa, it didn't katsitsa. The halacha is referring to a seed of an onion, cut out to zarulay. When you plant it, rabbi b'tzeldika, it becomes a very small onion. You have shakalay, now you go and you uproot it, and you put it back in the ground, navalay b'tzel, becomes a very large onion. So that's what it says, when you're giving payah, this is what you're referring to, says Rav Yossi. When you give payah, you're giving it on the one on the small, the share, the beginning of the small share, and now you put it back in the ground, and now you harvested a big one, you have to give payah, the feed the shear of the larger, the sofa at the end. So you have to give to shear and the chilasa uba sofa, a different way to learn the Gemara. Gemara says, Dalek, that Rabbi Yossi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, Pshat in the Braisa, this way it can't be. That's what we said in the Braisa. It can't be such a halacha, because what are you talking about? Over Zeriya, you're planting, if you're going, you're putting it back in for Zeriya, for planting it, Patrana Peya. You took out something to put it back in the ground to replant it so it should grow bigger. There's no didn't pay on that, so that can't be. That's what it's talking about. Elochin lo zeriyah lekein. Elamai chitin. Chitin is not for zeriyah. When you put back chitin, it's not for zeriyah itself. So we see the same thing over there by zeriyah. So what's the price of being meisiv? Gemara says no. There's a big difference. Chitin ruvel nachila. When you put back the wheat, most of it's gone for you to eat. Ruvel is zeriyah. But yes, the onions are lizruah for planting. So therefore, when we have wheat that's just mostly eaten, you put it back in, the halakha pay now, in the beginning is put in the payah, because lamaisa most of it's lachila. Only a small part you put in the ground. But betzelim that come out small, you put it back. The most of it's used to build, to plant, to harvest bigger betzelim, bigger onions. Therefore, the halakha would be that the chiyos of a siopo is the same, different halakha of when there's a chiyah of pay, and you can't do one on the other. Says the Gemara, Al Tadrav Yemiya. According to Allah Rav Yemiya, we have a Sharak Yerek Haivet Peya. It's Yerek Haivet Peya. So what's Pshat and Allah is, we're saying that the B'tzelim, Yerek, if the storage is a Din Peya for later, but it's a Din of vegetables, and vegetables are part of Din Peya. We don't store it. So Meila, why? It's not Chayav Pei anyway. What's the word we're talking about? Money mechazir lekiyum. We're talking about a case where the species, this type of min that is brought lekiyum, is brought last. So the type of onion that once the onions, betzelim, have dried, now they all considered as if they're sub pay, because now they have a din of a similar min. The beginning they were different before, but now that they're both in the same level, it's all one min, and therefore the halakha is a din peya. Mikos the chemo has a din of where it's the kayim, the peya, where there is a din of peya. Of Yossi. What does Yossi do with the Mishnah? Yossi says the halakha of the Mishnah that if they're lachin, they go to shuk, they're chuyiv in peya, on its own level of peya, and you can't do it, you can't share with the peya that you're doing later, the kiyum, the dried ones. So how do you explain the lashon of Mishnah? Rav Yossi would explain the Mishnah to about a case of where it's fully grown, and therefore, Gemara says it's not. There's nothing else to grow. It's only drying it out before it. Therefore, halacha is that requires pay. In other words, not the pay that you have to replant in the ground, and now it's going to grow to a level where you have something you can benefit from it, and now you have a key of pay on that. No, now it's already grown fully. It's fully ripe, fully to use. You're just waiting for it lakiyum to dry up so you can use lakiyum. Such a halacha, in such a case, we say that there has its own din peya, and that's how you touch up the case of the Mishnah. What the Torah says, when you go ahead and the Gabbai Din of Leket, when you're harvesting things and things fall off, that's Leket. You're supposed to leave it there. Don't go back, pick it up. That's left for the Aniyim. It's Peah, not as Leket. When Leket, you leave it for the person, the things to fall off the Kli that you're using. But not to the Mercer that you do with the Yad. In other words, when do you go ahead and the halacha starts to leket tzircha, leave it for the aniyim, is when you're doing it the normal way with a kli, with a sickle, a sword or something, a kli to use the harvest, and what falls off, that's what the Torah says, leave it for the aniyim. But if you did it with your hand, and you plucked it up with your hand, then leket kitov. There's no dikiv, there's no halacha of leket over there, then you can pick up everything that's there. You don't have to leave anything, you don't have to leave anything to the aniyim. Person who gathers together a few ears of grain to make for his dough, to use just for his dough for his house. I feel the culture, you need the smallest amount. The halacha is part of it, you're part of it. Why? Because when you're doing it, it's not the normal way. Usually when someone does it, the Premosha explains, normally when a person goes ahead and you harvest it, you're taking it the whole thing. You're doing it with the whole thing. So it's all to use. But over here, after the culture, after Malakid, man, you're starving, using it, you're putting it together for a large group, but you're only taking a little bit. So you're only taking a little bit for your house, for the dough. That luck is, that's the case, put the pay. That's not considered gathering or harvesting, and if you put the fin pay. Even if you went in and you cut it, not with yad. Even if you used a sickle, still in all, it's still considered the same halakha. You only took over a little bit, it's a put the fin pay there as well. Shailan Yakrainim, whether it's of Yochanan arguing, with Rabbi Elazar, says only be Yad, and Rabbi Yochanan says even Mamagal, or Elazar says even Mamagal, or even Rabbi Elazar, Yochanan also would agree to that, Mamagal. If you're only taking over the small amount, you would be fine. But the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef B'Shif, only in the case where you left him over. We only have a small amount, you're taking a small amount, but that's all there is, then but if you left over some, if you're Mashiach, that's what we talk about, Lach is that you're Potif and Peah. Fake my God, Shaila from the Brisa, and Yosef, we looked at the Brisa, you look, Kamesh Gefanim, you had five Gefanim, we approached Makis and the Sopesim. And you go ahead and you harvest them, and you bring in a few, little bit at a time, a few grapes into your house. Put them in our parrot, I'm in our shik, I'm in our pay, the Kaiba always, but you put them in everything else. So you see, you only had five onions, you harvest all of them, you didn't leave anything over, and yet, you took it over a small amount into your house, you put them in pay. So Yosef said, Allah is, if you only time, only if you shear. Only if you use a shayer. Only if you leave something over, do we say, are you part of a payah? Here we see from the Lashon Mishnah, you had a small amount, Gamesh Kefanim, you took it all in. Allah, you're still part of a payah. But you didn't leave over anything. Steer it to Rav Yossi, Kashan Rav Yossi. I'm Rav Yonah, Kamek Gemur. Still in a case of Yossi's case, still in a case of where we left over something that's completely ripe. Kamesh Inim goes, here we, it's not completely ripe. So the Gemara says, then, but it's something that's not completely ripe, that's when we talk about the Allah is, then we say, that you're assuming is still considered, you took over everything, so you harvested, therefore it looks like you're harvesting everything. Therefore, the Chachamim required to give payah, because it looks like you're not taking payah. But if you left over things that are completely ripe, and you didn't take it, so surely it shows that you're not harvesting completely, and therefore there's no one make a mistake, and think that therefore you don't have to give payah. I mean, Yossi, another way to pshat, if you tell me both of them, no. Both the Mishnah and Yossi's case, both of my cases were completely ripe. But Kamakansha and the Grons, and here's another case ripe. What's the difference? The price is going to be good, if you want to go ahead and eat the grapes. Mara says, Baram Akha, Shabikesh Lot says, Yain Yossi. Wanna go ahead and make wine from it. So then when you want to just eat the grapes themselves, then you have to, because you don't have to leave anything over. You're eating already, they're taking the grapes and you're eating the grapes directly. You don't have to leave anything over. But if you go and taking the grapes to save them, to use them, to crush them, to make wine, then the halacha is that's where you have to have a sheet, that's where you have to leave things over. We learn from this price about the Ubana, the one we learn from the case over there as well. What do we learn? Ha, the Ubana, one of the cases, one of the cases of Yossi, Shem Bikesh Lako Mel, you want to go eat directly the eel of the kernel, the filoshim, you don't have anything over. Eating directly the kernels that you're taking off from the grain, directly eating it right away, look, you don't have anything over. I leave it over. But the case over there, we're talking about you leave it over, Shem Bikesh Yayin. You want to go ahead and make wine from them, Mishaya, then look, you have to leave something over in order to be able to be considered as if we the halacha will be part of and pay. Otherwise, you have a gzeira that maybe people are going to say you have to part of pay. It doesn't look right. The chacham would require you to give payah from there. So we see. I made a lead and a mishnah. Made a lots of mashashayah. Person wants to go ahead and remove things from payah from that which you left over. Only what you left over that you have to give payah from, not what you took out. So the Gemara says, Tani, Amr, you did that we said in the Mishnah. I made a lishuk. Only we taking over to sell in the shuk. I made the labayis. No, and I'm sure that call. Then you could go take later everything on whatever you're doing. You don't have to pay on what you're taking now. When you're taking the shuk, then the shaleh is, if you have to take a little leftover, can you do what you take, to also to give pay on what you're giving the shuk? But if you're taking it into your house, you have to no chiyuv pay now at all. And when you take later, that would give pay on whatever else you took off, even with the part you took off first. I'm Rav Zeira. We see this tomorrow. Person went ahead and you planted more in order to be able to go ahead and to thin out later. If you went ahead and planted more, but you didn't plan on thinning out later, lo so. Then not only do we say if you bring it to your house, if you little shuk, no sabinamashulakol, then when you go, even if we take later the shuk, then everything you take over later from the crab has to be go ahead, you're subject to pay as mukhiyah pay, even what you took off in the beginning. What's pshat? Because the way we said before, when you go ahead and you're taking off, it's too crowded, you're growing it too much together, so you take off part of it so that you can let the other part grow bigger, you're part of paying what you took off. But if you originally intended not to take it off, you intended to grow it thick the way it should be grown, and only later you're taking it off, that part to sell the shuk, that part would be mechuyav peya, and you can give peya on what you're taking off later, would be mechuyav peya on the first part as well. It'd be yotze peya on the shar, and the whole thing together with one din peya is sufficient as well.